very easy to start the morning quite low. But if you sort of be thankful for what you've got and just sort of start the day with a smile, I don't always do that, mind, but that's in textbook theory, it does work that if you just start the day happy, be thankful for what you've got, then it should get better. Because it's quite easy to wake up and be grumpy, and that mood can stick with you throughout the day. We all have days like that, don't we?
Andy, let's get some female company. I've got Beryl in West Coker and Drusilla in Stokes of Hampden with me, both in a very similar area of the county. Morning, ladies.
Morning, Beryl.
Go on, Beryl. Talk to me about why I should be happy today.
Well, you know, I was feeling very happy until I listened to you, Ben.
Oh, no.
And I thought, what is the matter with that boy this morning?
You've noticed the difference then?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry about that.
No, yeah, really, Ben, you have to wake up in the morning, thank God for being alive, and go for it. Think young. Think 35.
How old do you think you are?
Oh, you probably are 35.
I'm not quite getting there. How old do you think you are? Do you think you're 35?
35. I'm 74. I think I'm 35.
35.
I don't stop doing anything that I did when I was 35.
Go on, Drusilla. You're always a happy person as well. What's making you cheerful today?
Right, Ben. I can't understand why you don't want to go to London.
Oh, I hate London.
Oh, no, come along. Right. Bright clothes.
Okay.
Sunny weather.
Yeah.
Colourful flowers in the garden.
Right.
We've just had a lovely shower of rain here, and me runner beans are in flower, me rhubarb shooting. There's just so much in life to be thankful for and to be happy about.